And with another look now at what it says in your morning papers, here's Shane McElhattan.
The huge numbers of householders in arrears on gas and electricity bills is a focus of some of this morning's papers. The Irish Sun reports that Department of Environment officials have warned Minister Dara O'Brien that 400,000 households are in arrears. Both the Sun and the Irish Times report departmental officials are warning the government that new targeted supports will be needed to help people pay their bills. The Times lead story says the minister was told that estimated electricity bills are over 60% higher and gas bills 90% higher than they were prior to the steep rise in energy prices that began in December 2020. And there'll be more about this story later in the programme. As the gravitational pull of next week's Oval Office visit by the Taoiseach grows by the day, several papers have details of what could, in retrospect, turn out to have been an important telephone conversation between Taoiseach Simon Harris and US Secretary of State Marco Rubio. The Irish Daily Mail reports that Mr. Rubio warned Simon Harris that the US-Ireland trade imbalance is a matter of priority for the Trump administration. The Times reports Irish officials are now nervous that Mr. Rubio's comments signal President Trump will seek to corner the Taoiseach on our trade surplus with the US. Both papers quote Irish officials as saying the issue was not the main focus of the conversation. But the Times points out Ireland exports more than 50 billion euro more goods than it imports from the US, largely from the pharmaceutical sector. The paper says the US administration regards such deficits as evidence the US is being exploited by its partners. The same Times article refers back to reports yesterday that Micheál Martin would seek the advice of British Premier Keir Starmer on how to handle the Oval Office visit. It quotes the Taoiseach as saying that while the two leaders meeting in Liverpool would discuss Mr. Starmer's efforts to keep Trump on side in terms of a Ukraine peace deal, he had no need to ask such advice. "I'm honoured to be invited to the White House. We will engage in a respectful manner. We will put our perspectives." The Sun quotes Micheál Martin as committing in the Dáil to raising the issues of the wars in Gaza and Ukraine at the St. Patrick's Day meeting. "Not on call, on site," is the quote from Health Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill, carried in the Irish Examiner and the Irish Daily Mail, referring to her pledge to have more consultants and senior decision makers rostered in hospitals at weekends. She's quoted in the Examiner as wanting to avoid the scenes of trolley congestion in hospitals across the country during the St. Bridget's Day bank holiday. Prison overcrowding and crimes committed by those out on bail get coverage this morning. The Times reports that all secure jails have reached or exceeded capacity, with 100 prisoners sleeping on the floor in Mountjoy last Tuesday, and that meant it was at 124% capacity. The Mail, Mirror, Sun and Star focus on figures released to Sinn Féin's TD Matt Carty, showing that over 40,000 crimes were committed by people out on bail. The Mail's lead story says the figures mean there were 110 suspected crimes a day by people out on bail. The paper quotes Matt Carty as dismissing prison overcrowding as an excuse. Finally, several of the papers carry reaction to plans by FIFA to have a Super Bowl-style halftime show at next year's Soccer World Cup final. The break could run to half an hour. That's even though FIFA rules state the halftime break is 15 minutes. The Mail says it's part of the ongoing effort to attract a wider American audience, but that it's been widely mocked by fans. The Sun quotes a fan, "The game is well and truly gone." The Mail headline is, "They'll wish it was all over."
Shane McElhattan.